The Wine Business Institute is not something new at Sonoma State. It's been quietly gathering steam for a decade or so and began offering a wine business MBA in 2007. But it has until now lacked a permanent home, explains Dean William Silver of the university's School of Business and Economics.
Wine is about a sense of place, and it's the same thing for wine education. So for years we've run programs on campus, but every time people would come, they'd be in a different building or in a different classroom, and it's hard to build community that way. So while you have the time in the classroom, it's also the time out of the classroom that makes a difference. This building will be a gathering spot, so we'll not only have the classes themselves that occur here, but an opportunity for people to work together outside of class in community.
That won't actually happen until around this time next year, when what used to be the Student Commons building completes a $9 million renovation that will transform it into the Wine Spectator Learning Center. That name reflects the $3 million gift from the Industry Journal, which publisher Marvin Shanken told the crowd was made with an eye toward future growth.
The future needs and depends on institutions like this to train and prepare young people to go into the wine industry so we can enjoy orderly growth and success.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, also on hand for the occasion, praised the large donations as private money that enabled the public university to broaden its offerings.
It inspires others to do similar things. You have an anchor contribution from the Wine Spectator, $3 million. It's going to inspire other like-minded folks to step up. Another $6 million was raised. And there's a competition between all the 23 campuses. People talk at the CSU Board of Trustees about philanthropy and who's received what in terms of big donations. That's a healthy competition because at the end of the day, the students ultimately benefit.
But retiring SSU President Ruben Armenyana, whose 23-year run as SSU's president concludes at the end of this month, was looking back, satisfied that a long-running project will finally reach full fruition.
Oh, I'm delighted. This is a program that began a week after coming here in July of 92. The germ of this idea originated, and to see it now where it is, where the leader in the world in wine business education, and now to have a permanent home, it's a good way to go.
The Wine Business Institute currently has about 10 full-time master's students and another dozen undergrads, but Director Ray Johnson says his program's greatest value is not in offering degrees, but shorter-term educational opportunities for those already working in the industry.
Literally hundreds each year take a seminar or certificate program, mostly from Northern California, because not everyone has the time to be able to get away to do a whole degree program, and they just want to sharpen some skills or some knowledge in a certain area, like finance and accounting or direct-to-consumer sales.
The video conferencing capabilities in the Institute's new high-tech classrooms will also expand the school's reach, Johnson and Silver said, enabling even international collaborations and case studies. The midday event, officially termed a groundbreaking and celebration, took place on the steps of the already existing structure. That left the participating dignitaries not quite sure what to do with the symbolic golden shovels they were handed. But with the sun blazing and the champagne flowing, it hardly seemed to matter. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.